The Guardian.
First of all, what can you tell us about the circumstances of Radovan Karadzic's arrest?
Well, according to his lawyer, he was arrested on Friday when he was on a bus in the suburbs of Belgrade. And according to the lawyer, the police came on, showed him a police badge, and then took him away and locked him up in a room. And the lawyer's complaining, you know, that was against the law. He said he was blindfolded and kept for 2 days before this was announced.
And it appears that he'd been working as a practicer, as a doctor of alternative medicine.
That's right, a practitioner of alternative medicine under the false name of Dragan Dabic, working inside a clinic in New Belgrade, which is a part of Belgrade with lots of blocks, very anonymous concrete blocks. So sort of place where it's easy to sort of lose yourself. According to the Serbian authorities, not even his landlord or his fellow workers in this clinic knew who he was.
What's been the reaction in Belgrade to the arrest of Radovan Karadzic?
So far, there's been no protest from the nationalists, and it's been fairly muted. The politicians have talked about how this will speed Serbia's entry into the EU and so on, and this was Serbia's international obligation. But we haven't seen so far a backlash.
Well, and his arrest will be greeted with delight by his victims. I mean, we've seen some scenes of jubilation in Sarajevo, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is justice long, long delayed, but nevertheless, there has been jubilation at the news.
Just remind us, Julian, what is Radovan Karadzic accused of?
He's accused of genocide and crimes against humanity, and the most important counts in those charges, of course, are the massacre of men and boys, Bosnian Muslims after the fall of Srebrenica in 1995, but also the 3-year siege of Sarajevo, in which 10,000 people died from shelling and sniping, but also war crimes across Bosnia and the use of mass rape against Bosnian Muslim women and Bosnian Croats.
And the international community failed to stop the war crimes in Bosnia, and then it failed for so long to capture the architects of those war crimes.
Yes, I mean, this was held against NATO, that they were very slow to move against leaders like Radovan Karadzic and his military commander, Radko Mladic, who remains at large. It was held against them. It was believed and widely assumed that he was in the subsequent Republika Srpska, the Serb part of Bosnia all this time. Now it turns out that for at least several years, he's been here in Belgrade and not in Bosnia at all. And so to some extent, NATO forces in Bosnia may have been given a bad rap for their failure to pick him up because he wasn't there at all.
We reported today in The Guardian that an unnamed foreign intelligence agency had helped locate Karadzic. Do we know anything more about that?
We don't yet. I mean, this was a report going around in Belgrade that the first tip locating Karadzic in Belgrade came from a foreign intelligence agency. We don't know yet which agency that was. Apparently the Serb authorities and they had a particular team that was tasked to try and track down war crime suspects. This team went into action and kept him under surveillance for several weeks, trying to find out who was protecting him and who was working with him before they made their move and picked him up on the bus.
The other big figure still at large, responsible for war crimes in Bosnia, is Ratko Mladic, the military commander under Radovan Karadzic. Can we now expect Ratko Mladic to be arrested?
Well, there's heightened expectation now that he will be, that he has been protected all this time by probably by Serbian retired and even serving military officers, and that there was a fair degree of certainty that he was in Serbia. Now, if that is the case, we have a new government now in Serbia that, like the president, Boris Tadic, is determined to bring Serbia into Europe and do and fulfill its obligations to make that happen. And then with this political shift in Belgrade, that Milanic may now have lost some of his protection too.
And Europe, presumably, well, they've given a very warm welcome to Karadzic's arrest. How will they reward Serbia for this?
Well, I mean, what they're being offered, of course, are the various stages on the way to European membership. And I'd be very surprised if Europe didn't respond in some kind of concrete way in terms of taking Serbia along that path. Now, may wait for Milanic to be handed over, but certainly with this arrest, and certainly if Milanic was arrested too and handed over, then I think Serbia would be a long way away down that road towards associate membership and ultimately membership of the European Union, because Serbia up to now has been an anomaly. All the countries around it are either in the Union or moving towards it, and now Serbia looks like it may be moving in that direction too.
Julian, thanks.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.